All right, we should be on.
Okay. All right, we're just going to get started.
Go for it.
It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
My ass is not big and ragged out.
The Sistine Chapel in this bitch.
That hallway has an echo.
And here's your host, Ricky, and probably Julian, and maybe Nicole.
Yeah. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
Today is Sunday, July 18th,
2010.
And you have downloaded episode 301. Thank you very much.
Yes, and I want everybody to thank Big Licky for showing up at 2:57 because he couldn't break away from the gym. That's how important you guys are to him.
I'm sorry. My health is more important. Sorry.
Meaning the guy he was sucking off in the steam room was more important.
I don't do that in steam rooms because you'd have a heart attack.
Okay, he does it in the gym.
I don't do that either.
Not the gym, the locker room.
Not that either. It's too open.
Wait, the locker room?
Yes.
Oh.
Asshole.
Quit playing with your phone and talk.
I know. I had to race home because... I didn't get up till late, and I had to go to the gym because I'm going to a movie tonight, so I had to get that shit done.
Yeah, and he couldn't leave the gym 5 minutes early to get here.
I couldn't. I had to go lay down in the sauna so I could like chill my muscles out.
I don't care about the fans. I have got to get on this treadmill
for
5 more minutes.
It feels like it's been forever since we recorded.
I know.
It's weird.
It is weird. Well, I was just looking at the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And oh, God. It's, we gained, some likes this uh-huh. past week, but there's also a new, graphic that shows me how many people have removed us from their news feed.
Mm-hmm. And how many did?
There has been 10 in the history of the Foul Monkeys group. Hmm. So 10 of you out there. Are still fans of the Foul Monkeys fan page, but have removed us from your news feed, which means you're not seeing our posts.
No, well, maybe that's why they did it. Because if we're putting our post on there and they're getting it on their news feed, on their board, they may not want family members to see what, like, the titles of the show and stuff are.
Oh, then why even bother to like?
Right.
Yeah. That kind
to
of
make us feel better.
That kind of defeats the purpose. So,
oh my gosh, oh, I need to get some stuff situated here. I wasn't here on time, so no, I'm trying to get over to our emails so I can see everything.
Ginger Bear, you're fucking it up again. Your mama is so disappointed at you.
Oh, wow.
You know,
I'm sorry. I'm trying to catch my breath and get relaxed here so I can. Mm-hmm. I hope they can hear us. I guess they're talking. Are they talking in the room?
Not really.
So maybe they can't hear us. I hope. Because that would be really shitty if we've been talking for 5 minutes and they're not hearing anything.
Womp, womp. We can hear you. Okay.
See, I'm sorry. I have to get that in there somehow because wait. I don't want to talk. The question.
Oh.
I don't want to talk for an hour and then people are like, we didn't hear anything. Because you know they would sit in the chat room just waiting there.
I know.
No.
An hour and we didn't hear nothing. Well, Nessa has joined us in the chat room.
Yes, she has.
Miss Nessa, who now has a new podcast
yes.
out.
Yes. Hello, Nessa.
Hello, Nessa. And when she abbreviated it HN1, that sounded like H1N1. I'm like, oh, it makes you sick listening to it.
No, that's Big Fatty.
Yeah, like listening to that belch the other morning.
When you had me listen to it?
I was in the drive-thru at Dunkin' Donuts to get my coffee in the morning, listening to him, and heard that belched. I'm like, I don't know if I even want coffee now.
Julian's like, did you hear the show? And I didn't get a chance to listen because I'll tell you in a little while. I just had to work a lot. But Julian had me listen while I was here at the house. And it happened. And I thought I was going to puke all over the place. Like, my face was so disgusted.
Are you on Grindr?
I'm Grindr.
Oh, my God.
There's a person on Grindr that's listening to us, I think.
Oh, is it the guy with cum face?
No.
Oh.
I have that on my list to talk about that shit, too. So
So I'm...
The Flat 29 boys are in here.
Oh, well...
Dan is.
Well, welcome, Dan. We're glad to have you with us this evening.
Oh, my gosh. I've been catching up on their shows. They are so cute.
They make your pussy moist?
My mussy.
Oh.
Not my pussy.
Ooh.
I've been catching up on them, and I like their show because they're not like other straight guy shows that I've listened to, mm-hmm. where it's all about pussy and tits and
yeah, and I can't really listen to
burps
that.
And farts, but they just like talk about like normal everyday things.
They are British, so that makes them half gay anyway.
That is very true. Very true. They wear like knickers and stuff. So knickers, not the word Julian would use.
Not the knickers.
Joe goes,
get off my street, knickers.
That's bad.
And take your Caprice Classic with you.
Right. And your Colt 45. You are so racist. You bring out racism in me, and I don't like that.
Well, with that shirt you're wearing, you're going to bring out drugs in me.
Coke.
Enjoy. Cocaine.
And it's like a vintage one, too, so it's
which
like
means
really thin.
It's made to look old.
Right. God, what was I going to say?
While we're talking about
Flat 29.
Other podcasters, mm-hmm. I was listening to... A Cup of Fresh Hell
uh-huh.
the other day,
mm-hmm.
and they were talking about our 1-star review. But
and what'd they say?
They were like, that person must be crazy. Foul Monkeys is funny.
Well, duh.
I'm like, well, thank you, boys. That's very nice of you.
Yeah, we haven't had any since then, so that's good.
Yeah, except Waltz.
Yeah, well, he changed it back.
I know.
He changes it back, which makes his review disappear, like, as the most recent reviews.
Right.
Because he's left a review, like, a long time ago.
Yeah, back when it really wasn't deserving of 5 stars.
Speaking of racism, Joe was talking to me on Twitter. And, like, a topic I just posted, you know, that we're going to do a show. And he goes, does Miss J.C. Marple like... Mel Gibson now even more than his last rant.
Mel Gibson is whacked the fuck out, and it's kind of ironic because we were like flipping channels the other night, mm-hmm. and saw Mad Max. I'm like, it is so amazing how much he has changed. His mm-hmm. looks have changed since back then,
right?
And now,
and his attitude.
He is
what's up
with the whole Jesus thing, and he looks like he's 170.
Yeah, and he's like, kill the Jews or whatever he did. Now he's like inward. He's like knickers, knickers, knickers.
And I'll beat you over the head with a baseball bat and put right. you in the Rose Garden. They let you in the White House, Mel Gibson?
Right. Like what the fuck?
You stay out of the Rose Garden.
He has gone crazy. And he's like Tom Cruise crazy.
And plus you'd have to move what's his name? Teamsters guy.
Teamsters, the truck Teamsters?
Yes. The one that they never found his body.
Oh, I don't know.
I'll think of it in a minute.
Somebody will put it in the chat.
I'm sure somebody will put it.
Somebody's already got
Jimmy Hoffa, right thank Jimmy you. They'd have to move. He'd have to move Jimmy Hoffa out of the Rose Garden to put her in there. Thank you, guys.
Everybody's talking. Hoffa, Hoffa, Hoffa.
Okay, I said it. It was Jimmy Hoffa.
Get it. Shit.
I honestly hope you have something to talk about because I have nothing.
Oh, I have a few things to talk about.
Because this is my week to have no topics.
Because actually, I was on the elliptical and I was typing in my notes in my phone while I was like working out.
Ew.
Thank you, Coke Zero. That was kind of gross.
That was kind of gross.
It made my little... What's that little thing on the top of your throat? The... Not vulva.
Uvula.
Uvula. It made it go... Not vulva. That's the bad girl place.
My mom used to drive a Volvo. Oh, I mean Volvo.
She probably drives her Volvo too.
Right.
Oh, Seder 69's in the room because he got, well, he has a call, but he explains why he's in the room today.
Okay, good.
And the Impaler is here too.
I would figure.
That was disgusting.
Your uvula would have been.
No, it's still there.
Permanently.
Fuck you, bitch.
Salged to the back of your throat you, by now.
Fuck you, bitch. It's stronger than ever.
Strong enough for a man, but made for a lesbian.
Ooh, lesbians. So, should we? Well, wait, I just plugged in my phone, so it's syncing right now.
Oh, dear.
No, God. I got something to talk about right now. Ever since I have downloaded ISO 4.0.
Thank you.
At 4.0.1.
Thank you.
I've had to restart my phone.
Thank you.
Like twice a day.
Me too.
Today I was on the elliptical and I was listening to music and I was typing in Twitter. And then all of a sudden, I started getting a remix of music.
Right.
Because it was like, I'm like, what the fuck? There's not even a hard drive in that shit.
This may get us off, kicked off iTunes, but Steve Jobs, you need to get your minions to work on this.
Right.
Because my phone has never been slower and more fucked up since the iOS 4.
It's so aggravating. And just Variable Virgo, just so you know, my friend Cassie has a Sprint Evo, and she dropped it on the ground maybe like 2 feet, you know,
high,
2 feet high, and it shattered, like, all to pieces. And you know what phones don't do that?
iPhones. Well, one of my good friends works for, well, actually, a lot of my friends work for Verizon Wireless, and they were all touting the new Droid X that come out this past week.
That'll shatter when you drop it on the ground.
Yeah, and one of them posted on Facebook that the Droid X is coming out tomorrow, and somebody asked, what's the difference between the Droid Incredible and the Droid X? I said, neither one of them are iPhones.
What happened to the stream? He insulted Steve Jobs in the air.
Fortunately for us, Steve Jobs does not control Pry 48, so he can't stop the stream. Now Bill Gates, he might be able to stop the stream.
He can stop anything. He could probably stop like global warming if you want to, because he's like richer than God.
Yeah.
For reals.
I know. I wish he'd throw a little money this way. I've heard this wonderful podcast Florida, and I'm going to donate $15 million to them.
Fuck me. How awesome would that be? We would never work again.
No.
We would split that shit in half.
And we would make our little show even better. Our little show.
We would actually have a studio instead of sitting here doing it in our living room. Inside joke.
Yeah.
Do I need to beep that out?
No. Live from Lakeland, it's Sunday afternoon.
Oh, that just cracks me up. All right, let's see here.
Oh, is your phone done syncing?
My phone's done syncing. Let's see here what we got. So, I had a little incident this week of a person messaging me.
Oh, okay.
On Grindr, and...
Well, because as we all know, the cream of the crop...
Is on Grindr.
Is on Grindr.
If they're not on Bear 411.
Right.
Anyway, Grindr's all muscles and all twinks wanting twinks and muscles, but...
I don't know. I've seen some pretty... Old hideous things on there.
Oh yeah,
from what people have posted pictures of on Twitter. So,
I have a problem when you put in your profile on Grindr that you're just a normal guy and just want to meet people and hang out, and the picture of you is you're in a car with cum all over your fucking face. No normal person that wants to meet normal people fucking has cum all over their face inside their car. What the fuck, you dumbass? And don't fucking message me because that's goddamn gross.
Ginger Bear, would you like to lick the dried cum off my face?
Ugh. I mean, come on. Really? Don't fucking message me. I do not have cum fucking lover on my profile. And I'm not...
But however, that is your screen name on Bear Fullman 1. Yeah, no. Come fucking lover.
I was looking at the picture and I was like, God, he must not have air conditioning in his car.
He looks awfully sweaty.
Yeah, and I'm like, that is too thick to be sweat, and that's fucking goddamn nasty. Like, I was so angry with myself looking at that picture.
Angry!
Fucking angry with cum on your face. I just... really, people? I mean, come on. Don't.
Yeah, no.
That's fucking nasty. That's a picture that needs to be, like, on some fetish with.
No, and I want to clarify. I don't have the Grindr, but a lot of people talk about it on Twitter and post screen captures and stuff.
Right.
And I like when... I guess people will say on Grindr that they're only looking for friends, but their picture will be of them nude, or they'll say, but you have to be masculine,
right,
or
weigh less than 110.
Yeah.
I'm like, so you want like either someone that's on meth or you want like a 10-year-old boy. I mean, come on.
Rodan.
Oh, I don't have it. You can be the laugher now on. I love that.
But yeah, that's kind of, and I used to see the same thing on Bear 411.
But you kind of, you know,
but people would say, oh, I'm just looking for friends, not looking for hookups, and or want to meet somebody nice for a relationship, and yet their pictures will be nude with their ass up in the air, or, you know, if you're looking for friends or relationship, well, if I'm looking for friends or relationship, I'm not going to befriend or consider somebody for a relationship with somebody with pics of their asshole gaping with a double-headed black dong stuck in it.
Joe? Oh,
Knicker.
No. You love that, don't you? You're totally going to be saying that all the time now.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No.
That's funny. You're crazy. I should never said that because I just like opened a can of worms that's just wrong.
It's your fault.
It is my fault. I'm just trying to download all the songs, all the calls that we have.
We actually have calls. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, we have 5-6 calls, I think, which I'm...
Are some of them left over from the 300th?
Probably so. I just didn't...
Happy 300th!
Oh, that was crazy. 300 shows. We had...
Yeah, the 300th episode...
Sorry.
...was... Although it was very long, didn't feel long when I listened to it, but the call part went through pretty quickly. Once we got to the part where we were taking just call after call after call,
it went
pretty quick.
We didn't have time to talk about like the call and stuff.
Phone call.
Let's take a call. That's like another call.
Caller number 75. You're live on the air.
I love your radio voice. You sound like, isn't there a Simpsons character that sounds like that?
I don't know. And now to Ed Smith with traffic.
I-4 is crowded.
There's a crash on I-275 northbound at the interchange. You'll want to take surface roads to get around that. And, of course, they play the fake helicopter noise in the background.
Right.
You know, like they're really hovering in the helicopter right then.
You know, that used to happen on the Little Fatty Cast all the time. When they had their correspondents out giving the news.
The helicopter.
They would be out in a helicopter.
Wow, that's amazing.
It is very amazing. It was awesome. I miss the helicopter noise sometimes.
Well... Our next subject, or one of the subjects I wanted to talk about, was the helicopter noise.
Oh, Lord.
We had over the house the other night.
I'm all sleeping, taking a nap.
Well, keep in mind, this is like 7 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, it was that. Well, yeah.
Because it was daylight out.
Yeah. So I got home and took a nap. I don't even think Julian knew I was home.
No, I didn't.
So, because you were out doing something in the yard.
Connor had got here, and we went out back to smoke, because it's a little, it's more shady on that side of the house. We went out back to smoke, and all of a sudden, three sheriff's department officers, deputies, whatever, come around the side of the house, one of them with a huge German Shepherd, and they're like, have you seen anybody running by? I'm like, oh, no. And then I heard on the radio, black male with white shorts.
I'm and like, Julian's like, of course.
Of course he was wearing white shorts. So I look at Connor.
I had a brain fart.
Sorry. I look at Connor. I'm like, we need to go inside and lock the fucking doors.
Right. And then,
so we go inside, lock the back door. And I'm like, the front door was unlocked. I hope he didn't run inside the house.
Oh,
the dryer.
And it's not my stuff this time.
I know.
It's not mine.
It's Annika's bed. But anyway, I went to the, looked in my bedroom, made sure there was no black male in there. Uh-huh. And then I opened Ricky's room to make sure there was no black male in there. And it was Ricky laying under his, sheets with his no shirt on, his back arched, his stomach.
I was on my phone.
Texting on the phone. I'm like, no black males in here? Okay, good, because I'm locking the fucking front door. I'm like, the police are outside. They're looking for a fugitive.
That police officer that was standing out there, he was kind of hot looking.
I didn't see that one.
I did. Of course I did. But I wanted to leave, and Julian's like, no, you can't.
I'm like,
somebody will shoot you.
I'm like, what if the black male comes around?
Which, you know, is a crime.
Blackmail is a crime.
Mm-hmm. Against nature?
No, against the law.
Breaking the law.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was a little adventure here Friday night. There was police helicopters flying overhead and cars all up and down the alleys and streets back here. And
they finally called them, right?
Dogs all over the goddamn place. Apparently, according to the...
This is it.
The chick across the street at the convenience store.
Mm-hmm.
Well, two streets over. They caught him like half a mile down, and I guess it was for violation of probation, because they pulled him over and he ran.
Oh, like on foot?
Yeah.
What a dumbass.
Well, criminals are not smart.
Some of them are.
Well, most of them aren't.
All right. Let's see. So let's do some phone calls, because we've been recording.
We are at 22 minutes.
30 minutes. And I can't find the phone call song right now, so we're just going to play calls. So here we go.
Hello, fell monkeys. This is Q Sledge. Have a nice day.
Okay.
He's in the room. He's like, and he put on Twitter, I called your little show with a little message.
Okay.
I like that fart noise. That sounded real. Must have Big Fatty there with him. Because he's bless you.
Oh, excuse me.
They pulled him over and he was driving in his underwear.
Huh?
The guy, because we said he had on white shorts, white boxers.
I don't know.
I'm sure that's not all he had on. I would hope.
I not. Would hope not.
But knowing the people around here,
that's probably
we're lucky that they have that on. Have you seen that old guy that walks down the street here with that old raggedy ass hair?
The old
he
white
totally
guy.
He totally looks like he would
that
fucking murder
is
somebody.
The most disgusting thing I've ever seen. Me and Connor went to what was it, dinner the other night. We were at, I don't remember.
Chili's?
No, we went to Smoky Bones.
Oh, okay.
Actually, and they sat a man, a woman, and a kid behind us.
Mm-hmm.
The guy looked like he had not left the house in about a decade,
mm-hmm.
and he had people in his freezer. You know, wore those big glasses.
Oh, the 1980s glasses?
Mm-hmm, like all the serial killers have, and he was like, he just had that look. You know, like,
oh, that's scary.
Your skin
like
would
that.
Look really nice on my lampshade. Look.
David said the heavyset guy. He's not a heavyset. I mean, he's not in the best shape, but
what heavyset guy?
The guy that walks up and down the street. He asked, "Is it?"
I don't know. This guy's
guy?
Skinny, but he's got a like big, a big beer gut.
But his hair is scary.
He's like 70, and he really should not.
He's not mentally capable of walking. So. I don't. He was out there last when I was driving by with all the police. You know, he was out there going.
Well, they need to bulldoze that whole house down because mm-hmm. that's where they rent the hooligans.
Or renovate it to be one family house.
And by hooligans, I mean people that drive donks.
Hoopties?
Yes. That stand out on the front sidewalk until 3 a.m. Hooligans.
I didn't mean to touch your leg. I'm Ugh. Sorry. I feel gross now.
I do too. I have to go do the Silkwood scrub down.
Next call?
Yes.
Hello there, Ricky and Jules. This is Roy from SassyCast calling in. Ricky, if you don't recognize that, this is FacFanRoy on Twitter. I just wanted to call and wish you guys, since I never do anything normal, wanted to wish you guys congratulations on 301 episodes. And glad to see that you're still pumping it out, Ricky.
Ew.
I think this is the first time I've called your show since you were dating the Psycho Hose Beast. So it's been quite a while. But
wait, the what?
Psycho something beast?
Called your show since you were dating the Psycho Hose Beast. So it's been quite a while. But just wanted to give you guys a call and say congratulations and keep up the good work. And I'm enjoying the show. And I need to have you guys appear on my show pretty soon. So let me know when you're free. Talk to you later.
Bye. And give me some faith candy.
Psycho hose beast.
He must be talking about Cedric. And I guess he's talking about a hoe and a beast.
That could have been any of your exes, quite frankly.
Oh, speaking of that, Kevin tried to add me to his Facebook, and I was like, no, ma'am.
No face space for him?
No face space for him. Sorry. Or no my book either.
Mm. Do they even have MySpace anymore?
They do have it still.
Does anybody use it anymore?
I don't. Well, the Foul Monkey still has one, but I can't delete it because the email, it doesn't come. Wow, I got really quiet. For some reason, I don't know what happened, but we had a listener, my friend Mike in Virginia, uh-huh. was taking care of the page, uh-huh. and then we were using it under his email address.
Uh-huh.
Well, he canceled that email address and didn't let us know.
Oh.
So now, the page is there forever. I can't get it deleted.
Oh, well, it's okay, since nobody goes on that.
I don't think anybody does.
Nobody uses MySpace anyway, so.
Yeah, right. And if you do, well, you're a loser, kind of, I guess. So.
Or 12.
Or 12. All right, one more call. These aren't in order of what they came, so I'm sorry.
I think that goes without saying.
Hey there, Ricky. Hey there, Julian. It's Sater69 from the Twitters and the audio booze. I'm just going to tell you that this is my first Sunday off. I have a new job, so now I don't work Saturday nights, so now I'll be awake for your live show, and I can't wait to hear it. You have a good show, and don't fuck it up too much. All right, bye-bye.
That was for you, by the way.
There's always a guarantee.
That Ricky's going to fuck something up.
Yeah, it's either I'm late or I don't get the shit started. And Psycho Hose Beast is from Wayne's World. That's what they call exes. Thank you, Nessa.
Okay, good job.
Nessa's so good.
Well, let's see. I think we're up to about 28 minutes. You touched my knee again.
I'm sorry. You're closer to me than normal or something.
Well, maybe you're closer to me. No, see, your mic's way the fuck over here.
Well, it's usually over here. Don't talk to me like that.
Don't talk about me like I'm not here.
Drink your juice. Before we go into closing, don't forget, everyone, that August 31st Julian's birthday.
28th birthday.
His 28th birthday, so make sure to go check out his wish list.
Feel free to give me birthday wishes mm-hmm. around that time on... Either in the mail or on Facebook or Twitter. Or
I have to go check our
mail.
If
you'd like to give me a little gift, you can check out my wish list on foulmonkeys.com.
Oh, of course we have to get in begging for money real quick.
Oh, give me money.
Give me money.
Give me money.
And just to let everyone know, I have lost officially 51 pounds.
And give him money for that.
Yes. I need $100 for every pound that I've lost.
That's not going to happen.
No, probably not. All right, give us a call at 206-984-3685. God, I've said that for 300 shows. You think I would know it by
and
now?
And he's still fucking it up.
Or call or text 863-666-0377.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
Send us junk and stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
Join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at J.C. Marple.
And you can follow me on Twitter by searching for Ricky or Foul Monkeys. And you can follow me on Facebook by searching for Ricky Burton. When you're following me on Twitter, make sure you tell me that you're listening to the show or something, because I've been getting a lot of people that have not approved because I don't know who the fuck
they are. That's generally what I do on Facebook, unless whoever requests me is either friends with other podcasters. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I don't accept them because if they don't... Because
they might be friends of people that we aren't friends of.
Yeah, so...
So is that it?
That's it.
That's it for this show?
Episode 301.
301. Trace, Cyril, Uno.
But don't go anywhere because we're here for another half hour for your listening pleasure.
Should we have a Delilah moment?
No.
Because
you
know Delilah
today. You fucked everything else up, so I have no faith that you can actually get that right.
Well, I would just ask the question. I would tell you my situation.
Oh.
But we'll
that's
just
up to you.
No.
This is Julian.
And this is Ricky.
Peace.
Bye.